You're listening to the audio production of New Managers, Mastering the Big Three Principles of Effective Management, Leadership, Communication, and Team Building by Paul Falcone, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com. Introduction for first-time managers. Welcome to Book 5 of the Paul Falcone Workplace Leadership Series. This is the fifth and final book in the series and is special because it's uniquely tailored to the needs of new managers and frontline supervisors. Newly minted managers often experience a unique set of problems that, once mastered, won't likely challenge them again to the same degree. But that's because they'll garner the necessary experiences to master the supervision of others by then. Still, the first time can be tricky and somewhat uncomfortable as new managers get used to their new level of leadership and authority, especially if they naturally feel a bit overwhelmed by the thought of it all. Why the Big Three? Ask most CEOs what they expect from their management teams, and you'll hear about effective leadership, excellent communication skills, talent development, ethical and moral behavior, adaptability to change, high accountability for self and others, and so much more. But if you take the full list of attributes and talents and boil them down to the top three competencies on CEOs' shortlists, then leadership, communication, and team building win every time. Yes, quite a lot is asked of newly promoted managers, not the least of which is that often they must remain solid individual contributors, willing to roll up their sleeves and produce, and sometimes outproduce, their team members in terms of both volume and quality. It's rare to have a pure leadership position these days, even when you head your own department. But mastering leadership takes time and focus. Sure, there are born leaders out there, but even if you considered yourself a leader since your very first day in kindergarten, there are still so many rules, practices, and yes, landmines that await the unsuspecting manager that you really need to hone your craft and choose your allies well. Education is always your first go-to resource. This book, for example, touches on topics as varied as internal coaching and employee engagement to motivation and career development, as well as diversity awareness and managing multiple generations at work. It also contains healthy doses of information on self-assessment, dealing with employees in crisis, and becoming an inspirational leader. Of course, all five books in the series are dedicated to strengthening leadership muscle, whether in the form of Ethical Decision-Making, Book 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?